We continue now in the 13th and final perek of Mishnayos Menachos with lesson number 43, in which we will study Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet of Perek Yud Gimel, the third and fourth Mishnah of the 13th perek. Continuing with the same idea as the previous two Mishnayos, where a person makes a vague or indefinite promise, how much must he actually bring? So suppose a person makes a neder and says, Harei olai etzim, I'm bringing wood to the Beis HaMikdosh. Lo yivchos mishnei gizrin, he must bring at least two logs, two chunks of wood, the size of the chunks which are spread upon the Mizbeach. Suppose a person says, I'm going to donate lovono, lo yivchos mikometz, he cannot give less than a kometz, which we learned to 3 fingersful of incense. Chamisho kemotzin hein. With reference to 5 matters, there is a shiur of kometz of 3 fingersful for the lavona, for the incense. What are the 5? Number 1, ha'omer harei olai lavona. A person says, I'm going to donate Lavona to the Beis HaMikdosh. Lo yivchos mikometz. He cannot give less than a kometz. After all, the Pasuk says in Parshas Tzav, Veherim mimenu bikumtso misoles hamincho umishamno v'eis kol ha'levono asher al hamincho. So the Torah in that Pasuk, which is in Vayikra, Chumash Vayikra, Perek Vov, Pasuk Ches, in the same breath refers to the soles and the shemen and the lavona, comparing the lavona to the what is taken out of the mincha and put upon the mizbeach. Just like what is taken out of the korban mincha is a kometz, so too the lavona is a kometz. That was number 1. Number 2, hamisnadev mincha yavi imo kometz lavona. A person who says, I'm going to donate a korban mincha, so he has to bring the proper amount of soles, flour, and the proper amount of shemen, oil, and also a kometz of lavona. Bidiavad, if he doesn't bring a kometz, but only brings 2 kerotim, a koret, that means a flake. The incense is kind of a crystal, flaky substance. So bidiavad, if you look back in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, you will see that's the minimum. But l'chatchila, he should bring a full kometz. That's number 2. Number 3, hamales ha-kometz b'chutz. If a person makes his own altar somewhere outside of the Azor of the Beis HaMikdash and puts upon the Mizbeach a kometz of a korban mincha, chayav, so he's chayav for Avoda done, Haktorah done, Bachutz. Now, in Masechet Zevochim, Perik Yud Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, we learned that the Chachomim say that even if he was not Maktir a full Kometz, but only a Kezias from a Kometz, Bachutz, outside the temple, outside the Beis HaMikdosh, he is Chayiv Kores. So Tosfos in our sugya, Menachos Daf Kuvav Amid Beis, says that when our Mishnah says Hamale Kometz, it's to teach you that a person who's Male Bachutz, one of the 2 kemotzim of the Bazichei Levona, which sat atop the 2 stacks of bread in the Lechem Haponim, is Chayev. Not like Rabbi Eliezer, who said in the Mishnah in Zevochim, Mish Perik Yud Gimel Mishnevov, that you're not chayev until you're maktir both kemotzim bachutz. So our Tana, who says amale es hakometz bachutz in the singular, kometz, not kemotzim, disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, Perik Yud Gimel Zvochen Mishnevov. Now we have 3 so far in the list of the 5 kemotzim. Now, the Mishnah continues, Ushnei vozichin, the 2 bezichei alavono which accompany the lechem haponim, which we learned about in the 5th Mishnah in Perek Yud Aleph, to unin shnei kemotzin. each bozech, each cup, requires to be placed in it a kometz of Lavona every single Shabbos day. That's Mishneh Gimel. Proceeding now to Mishneh Dalet. Harei olai zohov. If a person promises to donate gold to the Beis HaMikdash, he cannot give less than a dinar of gold. Lo yifchos mi dinar zohov. Which is a dinar of gold, is 25 dinrim of silver of kesef. Kesef, if he promises to give silver, so lo yivchos mi dinar kesef, he cannot give less than one dinar of silver. Nechoshes, if he promises to give nechoshes copper, lo yivchos mi mo'o kesef, he cannot give less than a mo'o of silver, meaning he has to give copper, which is worth at least a mo'o of kesef. Now, a dinar of kesef is 6 mo'os. So it's 1/6 of a dinar kesef value of copper, which he has to give. Peirashti. Suppose a person says, last year, I promised to give a certain amount of gold or silver or copper to Hekdesh, to the Beis HaMikdash. But to any odeya ma peirashti, I no longer remember if I promised 1 dinar, 10 dinrim, 100 dinrim, who may be? So the answer is, what he does is, he brings and brings and brings until, atche yomar, until he says, lo lokach niskavanti. So the average person has a maximum limit. I know I don't give more than that amount. So he gives 10, 20, 30, and then finally says, oh, 30 maybe I promise, but 40, no way. So he gives up to 40 and not more. And so we have finished lesson number 43 in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Menachos.